This is Dakota Datebook for April 20th. On this date in 1915, baseball fans were abuzz as spring training began in Grand Forks. William Billy Fox had freshly taken up the role as manager of the Flickertails of the Northern League. Two games in, news reports boasted that he had a very strong team, one that showed improvements over the prior year. Although he had not been involved with the team previously and was not from the area, a good number of locals had met Fox through baseball and knew him by reputation. He had played in the major leagues with the Washington Senators and the Cincinnati Reds. One man was quoted as saying, "Fox is a gentleman. Baseball is a business proposition with him, and he runs it as any other business, honorably, cleanly, and with a view of making it appeal to all. He is a wonderful leader and always has the respect of his men, which tells a whole lot." He was also described in newspapers as a thorough baseball manager. He knows the game from every angle and has the faculty of getting the best out of his players. He is an excellent strategist, and his baseball judgment and experience undoubtedly will be one of the greatest assets Grand Forks has. He even became the deciding factor in a grade school game. He ruled that an umpire had made a wrong decision during a game which led to the team's replaying the last three innings. Playing and managing baseball was not Billy Fox's only business, which ultimately led to his departure. In early July, he sold the rights to an anti-bulging dress shirt to the United Shirt and Collar Company in New York. In addition to shirt design, Fox also dabbled in baseball inventions, having come up with a number of improvements for baseball equipment, for which he was currently receiving a handsome royalty from the A.G. Spalding Company. With Billy departing for his home in Minneapolis, the Grand Forks team disbanded, with some players going back to their homes in other states and others catching on with other teams. Billy Fox died in 1946 at the age of 74 in Minneapolis. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.